This is book Y, which begins Monday, March 9th, 1968, and ends somewhere towards the beginning of October. The first of our pages is just a continuation of an experiment with one of the modified Bench Jones proteins 2,6,4,6,6, which have been derivatized with cysteamine, and continuing the purification of that derivative. And that continues on page 3 and ends on page 5 with a recovery of 196 milligrams of material. And the light chain now of 2,7,4,8,9 derivatives beginning on page 7, similar sorts of work making and digesting the light chains. Rather heavily underscored on page 11, Monday, March 18th, time series of digesting. SS digest time series or cysteamine derivative time series. That's the work that's going on at that time, digesting the material, the light chains, with TPCK trypsin, trypsin derivatized to be more specific. Series in sodium bicarbonate on page 11, continue with these digestions. April, the light chain derivatives again, April 3rd, Wednesday, page 15. Some have been lost, I guess, from the look of the common of page 14. Several are severely depleted. Found a leak in UM2 today. This is cause. I use only good ones. New digest on the following day. Repeating digest, continuing as we go on through the book. Different gradients to make a better column fractionation. New series of buffers for peptide analyzer. A couple of gels on page 26 of. Moleurea formic acid gel of purified light chains, and one FAB 2 question mark. More digests. New digests, new derivatives as we go through May now, repeat digests, so many different digests of these various light chains. With a column from reasonably well documented on page 40 and 41 with the chart of the column and a gel of the products. And this following page is a similar thing for Philips. A 5-63 Kappa Crude Cleanup. Kappa light chains was the idea. More work on another Bench Jones protein that had been studied before, Dillon 2778 and 27932 repeats etc. Trying to do digest. Bet Vince Jones clean up on June 25th. More columns in the following pages. A lambda light chain here are being considered on page 57. Lambdas are Nevin and Wave. These are two light chains, or Bench Jones proteins, that are lambda rather than kappa. Fourth, ID exclamation mark, Independence Day. Looking at the, what later were my favorite derivatives, those that have the SETOH side chain on them, made with diethiophthreatol, a small amount, and a large excess of diethanol, a disulfide, DDF, which is later on was published as a very good method, which I think I've already referred to earlier. We provisionally identified the extra SS peak in INV12, that's the plus, that's the light chain variable, the light chain genetic variation, and the various diagrams. Now trying the ethylamine derivatives on the 5th of July, and chromatograms which have faded rather extensively over time on page 64. So continuing this work with these proteins, trying to get the arginine reaction to work better on page 69. With a Technicon, Autotechnicon manifold. The Autotechnicon was a big part of our tools in those days, used for many different purposes. Nothing remarkable happening here. August 7th, new derivatives. Preparative column the following day. Dancylated amino acids being considered on page 83 with quite a nice little image of separated dancylated amino acids, with a comment that this system resolves alanine and valine. And continuing again, quite pretty images to look at of the chromatograms of the various derivatives, page 85. Anyway, I always get some enjoyment out of visualization of gels and chromatograms and so on. These are quite satisfying. End terminals, question mark on page 89. More images on page 91. End terminals again. Four or five images on page 93, I'm derivatizing the amino acids. I must have been enjoying this. With page 97, the problem, therefore, is to retain chloroform methanol resolution without a jagged front. as I could see, it wasn't exactly straight on the images to the left of that page. More chromatogram. Various solvents, plus or minus water. 90% chloroform, 10% methanol. Not very good. More pages of this type. 105, 106, 107, 108. A full-scale test on 109 with a large tank and a frame in which to do the chromatograms, which are quite a big scale. These were large pieces of filter paper. And the image on the left on page 108 is quite satisfactory, with the shapes suggest no evaporation, with a mixture of 90 parts chloroform, 10 parts methanol, and 3 milliliters of propionic acid. More of this type of result on the following pages, trying to learn how to do chromatograms with amino acids, derivatized. Pages and pages of this sort of thing. And by page 121, I'm now trying controlled evaporation to look how it changed the shape of the chromatograms, which is quite obviously it did change them quite substantially with various little devices to try to improve matter. I returned to a large tank, straight, and tested on page 123, but with a comment that something's very wrong relative to Y113. Almost no movement. Odd on the left-hand page, although the chromatograms don't look bad. More of the same type of thing as the book progresses. Nothing terribly exciting. On page 129, even more careful saturation is desirable. Cover the top with felt, and soak. And various conclusions. No detectable alanine. Number 12 looks like no leucine is okay, etc., etc., as this book is drawing to a close. Propanol system, October. Propyl alcohol, page 135. More chromatogram and other sheets, Sunday, October the 6th. I probably enjoy doing these. There's quite a lot of them, and they're visually, as I said, quite satisfying. Methanol, acetic acid, and chloroform on page 143 as we get to the end. End terminals on Tuesday, October 9th. As the book draws to a close, October 9th. End terminals again, and ends on page 152 with another pair of chromatogram. Not very revealing at this point in my life. End of book one.